Action. All right. Well, let me dial this thing
up. All right, Mike, while you put 10 minutes on the clock, I want to warn people, if they don't sign up and register for PDC soon, there's not going to be any room left.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, we've already said it's a, you know, it's a more intimate, smaller event, right?
That's right.
It's on campus. We'll talk a little bit more about that here, but there's not a lot of spaces to sell out, and we're getting close.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So if you're looking for your opportunity to come to campus,
$1,000.
$1,000, that's cheap.
Yeah,
that's a great deal.
It really is.
Plus, I don't want to dismiss, I mean, you're coming to campus, but you're also coming to Seattle, and it is a wonderful place to spend some time. So
it's beautiful.
Turn it into not just a trip to campus, but a trip to the area, if you haven't been especially.
That's right. There's lots of things to do here in the Pacific Northwest.
Totally. So we dialed up the timer, and we always get comments about the time. It's always controversial. Some people like it. Some people hate it. It's fun, the email that we get. But it keeps us on track. But it did cut us off last time, and one of the things it cut us off on is the themes that we're going to talk about at this year's event.
Which is kind of important.
Totally. And we just published them on the website, MicrosoftPDC.com, so you can go find them there. But there's three of them. There's client and devices, which is things like Windows Phone 7, which is, of course, big. We talked a lot about it at MIX. We've continued to talk about it. We'll talk about things like IE9.
Yep.
We just released Platform Preview 4. If you haven't installed that, go install that. There's some amazing HTML5 stuff in there, very impressive stuff. And some other things related to client and devices. We have cloud services, and that's all about Windows Azure.
Yep.
And just things kind of in the cloud and just cloud strategy. It's been a theme that we've talked about at a lot of our events. We'll continue that theme. Make some new announcements, and we are all in. And then the one I got cut off on was, looks like we have time this time, frameworks and tools. It is a developers conference. Frameworks and tools are kind of the meat. You might spend your time in Outlook if you're me now. But you know, when you're doing development and architecture, you're spending your time in our tool sets.
Yep.
So we have a lot of content related to those tools.
And more to come, right?
Absolutely more to come. And we'll actually start, you know, publishing specific session titles and descriptions.
Right.
We're just working now with, you know, with the smaller convention center, more intimate space, which does equal fewer sessions. We're much more careful about how we spend those sessions.
That's right.
So we're making them super deep, super technical, things you can't get elsewhere kind of stuff.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
It's like a good thing not to have like over 150 session slots because you really have to focus and you have to prioritize.
Yeah, totally. You have to distill it down to the stuff that matters the most.
Yeah, it's a good exercise.
Yeah, it's actually a fun exercise to go through. Constraints can be good.
That's right. So again, a bit of a chicken and an egg thing. I'm sure some people are waiting for us to actually publish the actual topics of the sessions and names of the tracks and things like that, but you're going to be too late.
Yeah, that's the thing. And we do focus groups on site. We'll probably do them at this PDC, I'm guessing. And our attendees tell us, you know, hey, we'd love to know the session names and titles as early as possible.
Right.
Believe me, we know that feedback. We hear that feedback.
Yep.
But the balance between publishing them and defining them early versus getting the latest, greatest stuff and making sure it's the right stuff is a tough balance.
Yeah.
So we've tried to address that by publishing these themes and just general topics.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get into more details.
It's never that we're like holding back,
right.
You know, or that we're not playing a game here.
Right.
You know, we're actually trying to make the right trade-offs, the right decisions, and be strategic about it.
Absolutely.
And that's why sometimes it takes time. And it's hard because you're doing a lot of wrangling across a very large company with a lot of different interests. So I hope folks appreciate that.
Yep, absolutely.
So a couple of new things have been posted to the agenda since our last show. So a couple of fun things. So on Wednesday night,
are you saying dev isn't fun?
Well, more fun.
More fun. Okay,
different kind
it.
Of fun. How's
I'm
that?
Sure.
So on Wednesday, October 27th, which is the day before the conference actually kicks off on Thursday morning, we're going to have a welcome reception that evening.
Hmm.
So we have a beautiful Microsoft Visitor Center here on the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the Microsoft Museum. It has the Microsoft Store. We're going to have a reception there that night from 7 to 9 p.m.
And by the way, it's brand new, right?
It's brand new.
Within the last year
or so.
Yeah, something like that.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful facility.
Exactly. So people can come and learn more about Microsoft, talk to some Microsoft people.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're going to give folks the opportunity to purchase up to $120 worth of Microsoft software, which is basically very, very heavily discounted. It's like what they call the cost of goods.
Yeah, it's very heavily discounted. It's one of the things I remember when I became a Microsoft employee. It's like all of a sudden they'd give me the keys to the candy store because I could buy all this stuff super cheap. And we probably shouldn't reveal pricing, but it's a great price. Right? So that voucher, the voucher for $120, by the way, I want to be very clear because this sometimes can be confusing. It's your own dollars.
That's right, your own
but
money.
But you can spend up to $120 at this discounted rate.
Right.
You can buy lots of software for that.
And that's software. And then, of course, you can buy all the logoed apparel crap that you want.
There's books over there. There's what? There's even some hardware
shirts,
over there, too. Yeah.
Caps kind of thing.
So that's a great
fun.
Deal.
Yep. And then also the attendee party, so the next night, which is October 28th, we're going to downtown Bellevue to Lucky Strike, which is a big bowling alley, arcade, fun place to go. We bought out the whole entire venue. We're going to take it over.
It's all ours.
It's all ours.
That's cool.
People are going to play Rock Band. It's going to be fun.
And the nice thing about where that is, so it's in Bellevue. For those of you who aren't familiar with the area, it's probably, what, 15-minute drive from campus, not very far at all. And it's in a brand new, depending on traffic, but it is in a brand new, you know, thriving area, Lincoln Square. And
where we actually have some Microsoft offices.
Absolutely. And there's just lots of other things to do there. So even if, you know, you can go to
Lucky Strikes. Restaurants, movie theaters, the mall.
Matter of fact, probably my favorite movie theater in the area is one level up from Lucky Strikes. So there'll be some opportunities to watch some cool movies. There's an IMAX screen there. There's some bars nearby. It's really a fantastic place to go.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it should be really fun.
So what else?
So what else do we have on the list? So speaking of kind of hotels, places to stay,
yes.
things like that, people are looking for recommendations. We don't have kind of an official list of hotels this time. It's not a conference city per se. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of options in different areas and lots of areas that are only 10 to 15 minutes away from each other. So
yep.
it really depends on what you want to do. But Tim Heuer actually posted a blog post. Tim's great. It's a good blog post. I checked it out this morning. I didn't write the URL because it's kind of long. But if you go to our Twitter account, which, by the way, we should also talk about, it's at PDC Event. If you just go look at the recent history on that account, you'll see a link over to Tim's blog post, and he goes through, I don't know how many there, but Tim's visited, you know, before he came here, he visited campus a lot, so he's got a lot of little tips and insights there.
Knows the area.
And knows the area well, and what they're near, and what you can take advantage of if you stay at one of these hotels.
That's a really helpful
post, very practical post
yep.
if you're thinking about showing up on campus and you haven't been here before.
And we did get the question about shuttles, whether or not we're providing any kind
yep.
of transportation.
Yep.
We're not. So rent a car or check out the local bus system, which
yep.
is actually very good.
It is very good.
There's plenty of parking at Building 33. There's underground parking,
mm-hmm.
As well as parking in the adjacent building, so that shouldn't be an issue at
yep.
all.
And you said Building 33. That's actually the conference
center.
The
Microsoft Conference Center.
Microsoft speak for the conference center. And kind of to the point of, well, why no buses? Well, to the earlier point of distributed hotels, there's so many. I don't know how you'd ever do a bus route to a lot of these hotels, especially people who might want to stay downtown Seattle.
Sure.
So we'll leave it up to you, and there's lots of great transportation to get around, and hopefully that's the right choice for everybody. So we're thinking about it.
You bet.
Some other stuff we should talk about at the conference center a little bit, right? It's unlike, we've said in the prior show, it's unlike the Los Angeles Convention Center, which mm-hmm. is, you know, what, 12 miles long or something like that. It seems like it. You know, this one's very tight. We actually do a lot of local kind of internal Microsoft events
yep.
there. So we'll have, you know, Friday breakfast series kind of talks on new products and technologies and things like that. So it is a little bit smaller, but there's benefits there. They're more intimate sessions. We talked about
yep.
the intimacy of the keynote and being, you know, steps away from Steve Ballmer or Bob Muglia when they
True.
Get up and talk. But the other good thing is, you know, walking from session to session is, you know,
no big deal.
No big deal. It's 100 steps maybe in the worst case. So very close, which makes the networking opportunities, I think, with other attendees so much better. And if a session room is full, which, you know, we try to avoid that, but if it's full,
right.
it's an easy walk to the next session. And, of course, we record all the sessions anyway, so even if you miss something, you can catch it later.
You bet.
But it's a great space, really.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And it's another one of those examples where constraints are good. It gives us an opportunity to do some things we couldn't do before.
Actually, you and I went over there with a couple of other people from the team and
mm-hmm.
did a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Microsoft has a very extensive art collection.
Yes, very.
Very. And one of the pieces that's in Building 33 that y'all get to see, they
yeah.
come, is a huge chunk of the Berlin Wall.
Huge is right. I mean, maybe as tall as this ceiling in here.
Yeah.
And I don't know how wide, but, you know, 20 feet wide or something like that.
It's very, very cool.
It makes you wonder how they even got that from there to here, because it's huge. Absolutely huge. And just a piece of history
yeah.
within touching distance is really pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
So the conference center is great. So we had a question actually on our other show, but it also applies to this show.
The other show.
And that's about Tech Ed Europe.
You can watch that one too.
You can watch that one too, absolutely. But it's about kind of conference passes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that? What are we going to say about that? Conference owner?
Should we give away maybe one or two?
I think we should.
Free passes?
I think we should.
We got to earn it, right?
You got to earn it. We haven't thought about yet how you're going to earn it. But
one of the things you got to do to earn it is keep watching our shows.
Yeah, you do.